Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
What should you be doing now if you're planning on retiring early? Or if you're just planning on retiring in the next few years, but especially if you're retiring early? We want to have the type of flexibility to be financially independent, which means we can, we may want to continue to work some, but we work on our schedule when we choose to work. So I've got a few tips here on some pre-retirement planning that you may not have thought of. And the number one thing I want to cover here is your vision for early retirement. You know, many people prior to retirement don't really measure their emotional readiness to retire. Because when you retire, you're losing a lot of routine. You may love fishing, you may love golfing, and all of those things are great activities part-time. But what happens when you need to replace 40 to 50 hours a week? And that routine is important in our lives. Now, you know, a lot of the people we work with at Brogan Financial most seem to be really thriving with that transition. But sometimes people don't thrive with that. You know, my dad was one of those. He was so identified by his job when he retired, he really went downhill because he just didn't have that. He needed routine, and he didn't establish the routine. And I was much younger when that happened. I wasn't at the place I am now. I wasn't even in the business that I am now. I was doing employee benefits. And so it's so important to create structure and routine in those early days of retirement. So just measure your emotional readiness and how are you going to structure routine. Number two, what about your health insurance? A lot of people don't think about that if they're planning on retiring before age 65. Now, COBRA, if you work for a decent-sized employer, will cover you for 18 months where you just stay on the company's plan and then except you have to pay the whole premium. But then after 18 months, that would go away under most circumstances. So how are you going to handle that transition for health insurance? Three would be to look at your retirement, early retirement housing. How are you paying for your housing? Do you need to do things like, do you want to downsize your home? Do you need to make more home repairs so you can age in place? Much like what Don Steimer, who does Around the House on this station right before my show from 7 to 9 on Saturday mornings. She's really a specialist in age in place. And then how do you finance it? I'm a big, big, big proponent of if you can have your home paid for when you retire. You know, I get asked all the time, Jim, should I pay my house off early? And that's not always a real cut and dried answer while you're working. I will say it's great to have a goal to have that home paid for by the time that you retire because of the impact on income and cash flow needs. It is remarkable, the impact there. Do you plan to keep on earning income? You know, early retirement is not about stopping to work. It's about gaining control of your time. And working even part-time, if you work as a consultant or something like that, or just work part-time in something that keeps you busy. Having some part-time income can really help financially in a tremendous way in those first 2 or 3 or 4 years of retirement. It can make a tremendous impact on your long-term financial security with people living longer and longer lives, paying for things when you're in your 80s and even into your 90s. Because most married couples one of you is going to live into your 90s. So having a little bit of extra income in those first few years can really make a marked difference, but it can also help you with that routine I discussed. And then finally, your Social Security strategy is so critically important. How are you going to fund income? It's a great idea if you can, especially for the higher earning spouse, to delay Social Security because you get that 8% per year increase from full retirement age to age 70. Where else can you get a guaranteed 8% increase every year? The problem is, can you afford to delay Social Security? Some people can't. If you gut your savings because you need income and you're delaying your Social Security and you get to 70 and you have very little savings and investments, well, that's not healthy either. And one of the big risks to retirement security is depleting your savings too much in those first 5 to 10 years. And if you delay Social Security, that could really be a problem. So it's all about, can you afford to go on Social Security by delaying it? How are you going to fund income in the interim? Is your short-term income going to be funded with things that are not in the stock market? That's critically important in your income plan. So stock market volatility doesn't drive your ability to retire on your terms and generate the income you need. The last thing you want to be doing is selling off investments to generate income when we're in a bear market like we are right now. You need to have other more stable holdings so that you've got time for your risk investments to go through the inevitable ups and downs. So there's a lot to go into pre-retirement planning, especially if you're looking at retiring, especially if you're looking at retiring early.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.